Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I mean, it feels great. Our offense did a great job managing the ball, managing the clock, and put some points on the board. Scoring enough so we was able to come out there and win. You know, we wasn't able to, keep them under 10 points, but they're a very explosive team, so you got to tap your ass off the same thing like Bengals. Well, that's just us. That's just what we do. And with the defensive coaches that we have, man, they understand that. So we harped on it day in and day out through our OTAs, mini camp, and realize that's just going to give us a better chance to win games. And we was able to go out there and continue to get some turnovers and give our offense the ball, and we was able to win the game.
Well, yeah, we had a blitz coming on, so I knew the ball was going to come out quick. I was able to kind of play slow. Was able to kind of secure the tackle, and somehow I was able to get my hand on the ball and punch it out. So wanted to scoop it on the first try, but I realized my hands weren't big enough. So.
Well, I mean, that just lets you know that he's just going to give his all for us. You know, of course you don't want him out in that series. You see what happened when, you know, he goes out in that series. They go down to drive the field and put some points on the board. Of course, as a team, we got to bow up and slow him down and realize, we're pros also. But that's just the impact he has on that secondary, man. And we definitely don't want him out in situations like that. But good thing it wasn't serious. He just had to catch his wind, and he just came back out there and made some plays for us.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.